Well, all right. How are you? It is Coffee Talk, and we are back. Last time we were here on the podcast program was May 3rd, last year, 2021. So just got the itch and the hankering to do another one here, coming at you from the new studios here in the countryside of Georgia, outside Augusta, Georgia, in Columbia County. Beautiful Columbia County, Georgia. High today around 72 degrees. You got to love it. That's right. Almost, let's see, if this is February, that was May, that's 5, 7, what, about 9 months ago. But glad you are with us today here on a 2022 edition of Coffee Talk. And hopefully it won't be that long before we'll do another one and everything. But temperature-wise, great here in Georgia today. Across the country yesterday, 91 degrees all in California. Santa Ana, Oceanside, and Vista, California saw 91 degrees. But February is still cold weather in the United States. How would you like to be in Rolla, North Dakota? R-O-L-L-A, North Dakota. 6 below 0 was the low yesterday in the United States. So you could bundle up in Rolla, North Dakota. So cold out there for those folks and everything. Definitely need coffee to warm you up. But have you heard this? This is starting to become a big deal. There is a global coffee shortage. It might last 2 to 3 years. And what is going on? Well, there's some updates there coming in from across the country, where we've got Valentine Darlene and her ever so dependable co-pilot Samantha. They are cross country right now, heading out to LA. So getting updates there. But there's a lot of paper shortages too. Some Starbucks is coming out of cups, out of lids, not just Starbucks, but you know, across the country and everything. But you can't have a cup, but then you might not have your coffee. But like I said, global coffee shortage, 2 to 3 years, what's causing it? They've had some drought and frost in Brazil, low output in Colombia, supply chain issues too. A container right now costing $10,000, about three times as much to ship coffee. Three times higher than the start of last year, 10 times higher before the pandemic. So putting a strain on coffee prices right there. So expect to see some increases there. We had the biggest price increase in coffee, 21, almost 22%. Biggest increase in 4 years this year. So a global coffee shortage. So make sure you stock up on coffee, or just be aware of that. I don't know if you can stock up too much, put it in the freezer or whatever. Arabica coffee beans, they count for about 75% of the world's coffee output, and mostly cultivated in Brazil, which is about 40% of the total supply. So they're having the worst harvests in about 20 years due to frost and drought. So the output there is supposed to even get worse. So so coffee there, one thing there that's going on that's going to impact the Morning Joe. Not only coffee, you know, bad. I mean, gas prices. Look at gas. It's crazy. 1 year ago, the average for the company for the country was $2.47. Average yesterday was $3.47, so a buck higher. So we're looking at that now. We got a gas card the other day for our car. $25 gas card. That's about maybe a half a tank. We're like, that should have been like a double gas card, $50, but costing about $52 or more to gas up your car right now. So that really hits you in the pocketbook and everything. So we got a lot here on Coffee Talk to talk about today. You know, nothing too serious. We don't do really very serious stuff, but I'm just hoping you're doing well and you're making it and everything. We've got some Super Bowl talk, nothing too strenuous about that. We're going to look at some movies and TV shows that I'm liking and Darlene's liking. We're watching that. We Even checked out Jack Reacher there on Amazon. That was pretty good. So Coffee Talk here, originating from beautiful Columbia County, Georgia, right outside of Augusta, Georgia. So hang on, enjoy the ride, and we're going to get this thing rolling.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
All right, Coffee Talk is back. I'm your not getting paid to do it host, just doing it for fun, Lee Casey, and hope you're doing well on this day.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
All right, Coffee Talk Augusta, we are talking about inflation. Inflation is at a 40-year high. I know that's getting your pocketbook and everything, and we were just talking about the gas prices and everything. Just crazy right now. So sure hope you're making it. But have you heard about what's going on in Canada? The Freedom Convoy? That's right. They do, too. That's right, up there in Canada, the Freedom Convoy going on right now. A bunch of truckers fed up with the mandates there of COVID and the mask and all that stuff, so they decided to get together. And blockade the bridges going in from Canada back into Michigan, especially the one between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. So big deal. So it's cutting down production at the auto plants up there. Ford plant there in Ontario had been shut down this past Wednesday because of parts. And then they had another one that was operating reduced capacity. General Motors feeling the crunch there, canceling a shift, second shift Wednesday, shifts Thursday at a plant there in Lansing, Michigan. Even Toyota, that three of its plants in Canada closed for the rest of the week because of parts shortages. Production also had to be slowed down there. The big Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. That is a huge operation out there in Georgetown, Kentucky. Then some folks came to work there at the Chrysler plant on a morning shift. They got sent home early, too. So Michigan governor, she's urging the Canadian authorities to quickly resolve the standoff all about this. So U.S. Department of Homeland Security sent out a bulletin that, you know, truckers might be doing this here in the United States and everything. So last time I checked on it, they had declared a state of emergency there in Ontario. So they might gonna have some more action up there. Gonna start getting those guys out by force. But evidently this is spreading all over the country too, not just the United States. Looks like in Paris, some truckers up there are starting to get organized as well. And there's talk there on Super Bowl Sunday coming up too, that there might be some traffic around the Super Bowl that might happen out there at the Super Bowl too. So we'll have to see. There's a 30-mile no-fly zone around the Super Bowl, so no drones or anything like that out there. But congratulations to Grovetown High's Donte Smith. He's going to be out there playing for the Bengals. And, of course, old Matthew Stafford there playing in the Super Bowl, former Bulldog quarterback for the University of Georgia. So whatever team you're pulling for, hope it's a good game. So we'll see about that. But a lot of that stuff going on. Happy birthday today to Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit Burt Reynolds. How about that? He has had a birthday celebration today, late, great Burt Reynolds, up there in his Trans Am in the sky. So what else we got coming up? We're going to talk about some TV shows that we're checking out. Like I said, the one Darlene and I really liked was Jack Reacher there on Amazon Prime. So we've got that, and sure hope you're doing all right, and sure hope you're enjoying our little podcast. We have remained on Spotify. We you know, didn't take our stuff off Spotify, so that's the way we go. But we're not political or anything like that, so we're kind of lighthearted. And I just want to keep stuff going.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
Go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
So we're talking about TV shows that we're watching and movies that we have watched and some that are coming up and everything. So one of the big ones right there, we're waiting on Halloween Ends with Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Myers, and all the storylines there. They're actually filming some of that around Savannah, Georgia, I believe. So, Patrick Waters, if you see Michael Myers out there, don't be alarmed. I think they're just filming a movie. But if you see Jamie Lee, you know, get her autograph. But Halloween Ends around October 14th this year, the release date. So, looking forward to that. Also, my man Tom Cruise, been waiting forever for this one, Top Gun 2. Supposedly May 27th. And then Mission Impossible 7. Don't even know if that movie's finished yet. They've filmed a lot of it in England. I think it is finished, but it's supposedly September 30th. It's going to be coming out. So we'll see about that.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, what's that?
What? Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
That's right. Ghostbusters, waiting forever for that movie to come out, and it finally did. A little while back, actually just went ahead and bought that on digital. But Ghostbusters Afterlife, I really liked it. Some people, I think there was some negative criticism, but if you're a fan of Ghostbusters and everything, who isn't? Ghostbusters Afterlife, check that out if you haven't. I just went ahead and downloaded it and bought it. You know what they do now anyway, they show it or whatever, and then you can buy or rent it for about the same price you can buy it. So I just went ahead and bought it. But actually, a good flick there if you like the Ghostbusters series and everything. So, what else? James Bond, waited, what, a couple years to see that one. It finally came out, the last one with Daniel Craig, No Time to Die. James Bond, No Time to Die. So, actually got a lot of awards there for that film. Walking Dead, coming back hard. Looks like they're going to have two great episodes coming out of the gate. The first one being this weekend, if you've got AMC Plus, but regular AMC people like myself, be February the 20th. So Walking Dead, can't wait for that one to come out. Been watching that one since the first one, what, over 10 years ago? That's wild, isn't it? Jack Reacher, I kept telling you about that. Jack Reacher, love those movies with Tom Cruise. They wanted to do that on a TV pay-per-view type series. It's on Amazon Prime, whatever you want to call it. They've got a character that more exemplified the character in the Lee Child's novels, Big Guy, Alan Richardson. So we checked that out one night and just started streaming about four or five episodes until we fell out of sleep. So Darlene and I really enjoyed that. Jack Reacher, check that out there on Amazon. They actually approved season two, so got that coming out. Now, if you're a fan of the Indiana Jones National Treasure type movies, and who isn't, they've got one coming out in a few days, February 18th, Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg. So that looks really good. I mean, I checked that video trailer there for that movie. Our action guy, Jason Statham, you know, love him. Really liked him in that shark movie, The Meg. And supposedly they've got in the works a Meg 2 sequel to that movie. But he's got one coming out called, Operation Fortune? kind of watch the trailer, kind of trying to follow it. Looks like he's, I don't know, protecting some actor and some kind of conspiracy. I don't know. It was kind of hard to follow the trailer, so I guess I should watch that again. But typical action with Jason there. He's shooting him up. Now, you know, looks good, that. And here's the last three I'll run my mouth about. I like Sandra Bullock. She's been in a lot of good movies. It makes you laugh. I think she's a good actress. What if she had that one horror-type movie where she was blindfolded or whatever that was a while back? But most of her movies, really enjoy them. She's got one coming out called The Lost City with Tatum Channing and Brad Pitt in there, too. It's coming out in March, and that looks really good, too. She's kind of like an actress in the jungle. They're looking for something. Kind of looks like a Jewel of the Nile-type movie. Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas years ago. That's what that kind of looks like. Remind me of Moonfall. That movie looks good. That's a typical apocalypse movie. Space, this type. They found something on the moon. Who cares? It's got Halle Berry in it and Patrick Wilson. That looks really good. Good preview there for that movie. But here's the one we're waiting on too. Jurassic World Dominion. That trailer just came out, so check that trailer out. June 10th. It's got all the gang there. Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Chris Pratt, you know, plus the little girl from the last Jurassic movie and everything. But that looks really good too, supposedly the last installment or whatever. But man. So, Coffee Talk, here we go. First one for 2022, and I hope you've been doing well. Hope you will continue to do so. Get out there if you've got good weather. Get out there and enjoy it, because it sure is a nice afternoon. Probably we'll kick off the weekend outside here on the porch after a while. But, guys, appreciate you tuning in, and we will talk to you on the next time. So, take care.
What did you think of that?
Well, I won't argue that it was a no-holds-barred, adrenaline-fueled thrill ride, but there's no way you could perpetrate that amount of carnage and mayhem and not incur a considerable amount of paperwork.